The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
again. I'm just
going
to keep saying that all year long. I love it. Hey, Albin, I got some questions for you.
Okay, I got it.
First of all, what day is today?
What? Oh, today's Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. Okay.
Hump Day, they used to call it.
Yeah, Hump Day. If we get through this day, there's only two more days till we get blasted out of our minds at TGIF. Okay, here's the issue.
Yes.
If today's Wednesday, that means tomorrow, we are doing an Ask Metaxas.
Yes, we are.
So that means that if you hear this and you want to submit a question, we suggest you do that.
Yeah.
You can go to our website, metaxastalk.com, or you can go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. A couple of things. We're going to be talking to Mike Lindell in a few minutes.
Yes.
Now,
oh,
folks,
boy.
I want to tell you, I'm looking for my cord here. When we talked to Mike Lindell, we recorded this yesterday.
Because we have to catch him when he can. He's busy,
Mike Lindell
making
is a man on fire. Yeah. He is an amazing, amazing man. And I ask him specifically, because everybody wants to know what's going on with the election, what's going on with the 2020, is anything going on? It's all been settled. That's what we're going to talk to him about. It is far from settled, thank God, because, we'll talk to him about that. So that's coming up. In hour two today, we're talking to a friend of mine, Pastor Mike McClure. He has a church, Calvary Chapel, in San Jose, California. He has been through hell. The county in California, they're one of the most liberal, wealthy counties in America, and they have treated him and his church so despicably. This should be national news. It is national news because it's going to be on this program today, but it should be major national news. So I'll ask you now, when you get the video, many of you are signed up for our newsletter. If you're not, you got to go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. We will send you these videos. Folks, please do this. We need your help. I'm just being honest here. We need your help in getting things out. Since YouTube canceled us, not many people see these videos. This is important news that the news media does not cover. Mike McClure, Pastor McClure, we have him on for 30 minutes in hour two today. If you are able to get the video, we'll put it on Rumble, but you might as well just sign up to the newsletter, ericmetaxas.com, and we'll email it to you. Please, please share it. This is horrifying. This is happening in the United States. I thank God that I have this platform on Salem to let the world know what is happening. You need to know what is happening. You need to tell people what is happening. It's utterly unacceptable. It's utterly un-American. It's totally scandalous. Okay, speaking of scandalous.
Yes.
Tomorrow is January 6th.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
A day that will live in infamy.
Oh, sure.
It's America's own Reichstag fire.
Yes, it is.
And the Führer, which is to say Nancy Pelosi and her Marxist friends, and I say this in love, they have created this fictional narrative that many people on the conservative side have bought into.
Oh, yeah.
People
yeah.
that I like, I don't know, should I mention their names? People that are conservatives, John Zmirak is very vocal about going against these folks, but friends at places like National Review, at Daily Wire, they've bought into this narrative that the people on January 6th were insurrectionists and they should be in jail. And I have to tell you, folks, not only is that not clear, but it's almost certainly wrong. And I just want to say that we're going to be talking – we're going to re-air tomorrow my interview with Mark Ibrahim, who was there – and who has been put through hell as a result of being there. A truly good guy, no question about it. A good man, an extraordinary American patriot, no kind of troublemaker. We're going to air that interview tomorrow.
Yeah,
but what is happening right now, I say this in the way that I'm saying it because I want everyone to understand that, folks, you, if you can hear my voice, you're on the hook. You are responsible for telling the truth as you see it. Not for keeping your nose clean, but for speaking the truth and trusting God with the results. But so many people have either been silent and have gone along with the narrative that the good people on January 6th were bad people, were doing bad things. And I just have to say that's horrifying accept it.
Can I mention that the members of Congress will commemorate that solemn day tomorrow by hiding under their desks?
Yes.
So please, you know, come go do the same thing under your couch, your bed, whatever.
Yes.
For 30 minutes, please.
Hide under your desk in solidarity with the nearly murdered senators and congresspeople. How many of them were nearly murdered? Over 500 were nearly just – it could have happened.
The Capitol kerfuffle, it was
it's
terrible.
My level of sarcasm is going too high right now. My doctor's going to have to check on me.
Bring it down, sir.
But
bring it down.
It's kind of amazing. So we just wanted to say that tomorrow we're going to re-air that. And we will, of course, have Ask Metaxas tomorrow.
Your
questions will be answered. Now, Albin, I got to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Some people know this. Some people don't know this. We have raised, I think, $250,000 to free slaves in the Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making that up?
No,
if you're listening
to
this radio program for the first time, you're saying, what did he say? Hey, it's not 1850. What are you talking about, man? Well, what I'm talking about is radical Muslims think slavery is just fine, just as, you know, many Christians seem to think it was fine. They were stupid Christians who didn't understand the plain meaning of Scripture. But hey, we are also stupid, and we get things wrong. But this, by the grace of God, we now know slavery is not consonant with the teaching of Scripture. But there are radical Muslims who have enslaved Christians in Africa today. And by the grace of God, Christian Solidarity International is over there freeing these people. We are asking you, if you haven't done it, to participate, please. $250 or any amount you can give, but $250 is the amount that frees a slave and then sets them up in a life, in a wonderful life. I just got to tell you, if you haven't done this, we have freed 1,000 human beings.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm making this up, like this is some kind of fiction. It's not. But we want you to participate. If you haven't yet participated, please go to MetaxasTalk.com.
Yeah.
Join the fun. It is such a beautiful thing. It's just an amazing, amazing thing. Anything else?
Plenty of things. Don't forget that we are on every single day on frankspeech.com. We have a 3 o'clock program there.
FrankSpeech.com. FrankSpeech.com. FrankSpeech.com.
Yes.
Have we mentioned FrankSpeech.com? You can watch this as a TV program every day at FrankSpeech.com.
Yes.
But, you know, we also should mention this, Albin. SalemNewsChannel.com.
Mm-hmm.
SalemNewsChannel.com. People say, Eric, we'd like to watch you as a TV program. Well, that's on you, folks. All you need to do is type in SalemNewsChannel.com. And you can watch. You can see what Albin and I are wearing.
I think so.
Or not wearing,
Ooh.
He said provocatively.
Ooh.
That's right, folks. You don't know unless you look. And you can't look if you're just listening on the radio.
Yeah.
If you're walking your dog and you're listening to this on your earbuds,
you
have no idea that Albin and I are doing a shirts and skins kind of little skit here.
Yeah.
You don't know about that.
And in between guests, we switch off, you know. Then you're the shirts and I'm the skin.
Exactly.
You know, it gets a little nuts.
That's right.
But
and we're looking really buff. I just want to tell you, you might want to go to SalemNewsChannel.com or FrankSpeech.com, LindellTV.com. And you're going to see. We've been getting pumped up.
And,
all right.
And wherever you go, use the code Eric.
Wherever you go.
Ever.
Use the code Eric. But seriously, go to mystore.com today. Go to MyPillow.com today. Use the code Eric. Okay, when we come back, folks, buckle your seatbelts because Mike Lindell is on fire. And in hour two, I'm asking you to share my interview with Mike McClure. The world needs to know. Okay, we'll be right back. And changed your way of life. But you misread my meaning that I made. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. I use it. It works.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze.
Folks, welcome as promised. I am talking to my friend, Mike Lindell. You know Mike Lindell. If you live in the United States of America, there's just a handful of people who have the guts to speak the truth without fear. It's almost as if crazy people like Mike believe Jesus defeated death on the cross and they have no fear. It's crazy. That's why he's my friend and my brother. Mike Lindell, my friend, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me on.
It's just, listen, you're such a joy to know because you have been an encouragement to so many people like me. And I, in turn, try to be an encouragement to people in my audience on this program because people need to know, yes, things are crazy. Yes, you're not crazy. Things are happening. We need to talk about it. And when they try to shut us down, we need to talk louder. We need to talk more, not less. And you've been one of my heroes, Mike, and it really has been a joy to get to know you as a friend and to see you're the same person when there's no camera as when there is a camera. You just speak your mind. And so I just wanted to have you on the program today to kind of get an update because everywhere I go, people say, what's going on with the election in the different states, whatever? And my answer is always, I don't know. I have to ask Mike because you have been working tirelessly, giving generously out of your own pocket for the sake of this nation. And I want my audience to know. So where are we? What is happening right now?
Well, first I'm going to put a little extra bizarreness to this before I tell you where we're at on everything. As we know, I've been going around meeting with every state. The 30 some states already. We just met. This was 3 days ago, everybody, with Utah, some politicians in Utah. We've found out that, everybody get ready for this, as a pilot project they used in the 2020 election on lower municipality voting or whatever, they allowed you to email in your vote or text it in.
Excuse me, stop. You're joking. You're joking.
No, I'm not joking. This is a true fact. You could email or text your vote in, everybody.
In Utah.
Now, no, this was a pilot project. When I heard this, I was floored. I said, you got to be kidding me. I just want everyone to see where things are going in our country. I mean, that is, to me, the most bizarre. I know my own emails get hacked on a daily basis. I can have trolls texting me in the middle of the night when I'm a lot of times I'll just play with them. Go, hey, troll, how's it going? You know?
You need to get some sleep, anybody, Mike Lindell. Stop it.
But I'm up. But here's where we're at. We've got about 5 different things going on at the same time. The first one everybody's been asking me about is the Supreme Court complaint. Great news, everybody. Just yesterday, the final edits were done that the attorneys general wanted, changes that they wanted. And remember, this is the people's report, but the attorney generals are the ones that are.
How many states? Let's just be clear so people understand, because not everybody is following this. Right now, you have gone to the attorneys general of various states in America to put together a lawsuit. You learned from the one that was put together some months ago that the Supreme Court refused to look at it. They didn't look at it and reject it.
Right.
They refused to consider it.
Last year.
So you said, we're going to go back to the drawing board. We're going to do it again. We've learned from our mistakes. And this time, we're going to put it in front of them again. And we're going to dare them to refuse to look at it because we're going to do everything they need us to do. Right?
You're kind of right, but there were no mistakes made in the one last year
I don't mean mistakes, I mean what they call mistakes.
I'll clarify it, everybody. December a year ago, the Supreme Court used the excuse that there wasn't standing. Remember, three of the justices wanted to look at it, even though it was voted 7-2. But they said there wasn't standing. And now, one of the biggest things with this is, since the cyber symposium, everybody, we've been working very hard on this complaint for the Supreme Court. Every state has standing. That's one of the changes. Every state has standing. Why? Because the evidence that's been brought forth between last year, from December of last year until now, it's just overwhelming. The evidence, it just pours in. But one of the things that's very important to know, in this Supreme Court complaint, one of the biggest things of the relief is these states that did illegal things. Well, let's just start with Pennsylvania. I just want to do an example. Do you know, Eric, there's a law in Pennsylvania, you can't have more votes than voters? What? I mean, that is bizarre. And if you do, you can't turn in your electors for a presidential election. You have to figure out what's going on.
But wait. So your level of sarcasm, where I don't want to lose people. You're telling me that according to the law, Pennsylvania ought not legally or did not, they weren't allowed legally to say these are our electors. They had a legal obligation to go back to fix it. They didn't do that. That's what you're saying.
They did. That's exactly right. They turned in their electors knowingly that they had more votes than voters in places. And you cannot do that, but they did it anyway. So that's just an example. And remember, in these states like Pennsylvania, they put in laws where not laws, the legislatures make the election laws in all these states. What they did, Secretary of State's Democrat ones, you had one Republican down there making all kinds of changes, old Brad Raffensperger down in Georgia. So it's not just a one-party thing here. You had governors, Secretary of State, and other politicians making changes that they were not allowed to make. It has to go through the legislators. All those things were against our Constitution. Let's try, how about Wisconsin? Wisconsin, since this was found out, or since in Wisconsin, they made all these changes there in their voter laws, but it manifested to the Racine County Sheriff's Department in Wisconsin has pressed felony charges against the WEC, the Wisconsin Election Committee. So these changes were not only illegal themselves, but they manifested to illegal things that were done.
Now, most people listening to this program, I think, it's not stretching our minds to think that illegal things happened. Illegal things certainly happened. The question is, will this be dealt with? In other words, what are you doing now that would give us hope that somehow a state like Pennsylvania is going to have to somehow reconsider what happened? Is it too late? Has the ship sailed? A lot of people would say January 6th, the stuff was approved, and that's the end of that. How is that not the case?
Well, crime, fraud, and crime overrides everything. Some states have a statute limitation of 4 years. We're well within that statute. But I'm going to start. We'll go with the Supreme Court case. I'm going to lay it all out here. Supreme Court case, that goes to the, once the attorney generals get this signed, hopefully within a week here, that they, I'm going to run around and get it all signed. And we get it signed, gets to the Supreme Court. I believe they'll accept it 9-0 because they're standing and they're there to protect our country. Now, this is just one piece. All our eggs aren't one basket. This here is so that we don't have states in the 2022 election doing the same illegal things that they're trying to make law now. Just like that pilot program in Utah where they let people email and text in their votes. Come on, people. This is crazy.
Okay, so, but so just to be clear, though, Mike, you're so the one piece we're talking about now is you have a complaint that's going to be submitted to the Supreme Court soon. When will it be submitted?
The AGs. Now, this is I'm not the AGs. This is their complaint.
Yeah.
I am telling you that it got sent out yesterday. It's being distributed. This is what they wanted, the change they wanted. So we would like every AG to be involved signing. You only need one. We have way more than one. But we would like all the states. It's more powerful going to the Supreme Court. But as soon as we get them, could be within a week, I'd say outside
okay,
of two.
Okay, but the point is that you're now in the end game where you've made the changes.
Right.
Some of these attorneys general in these various states have requested, and you have gone along and made the changes, and now you're getting this out to them so that they can sign it. And at some point soon, it goes to the Supreme Court, signed by all of the attorneys general of the of many states in the union, which is huge.
That's correct. And when that gets there, the Supreme Court has a decision whether they accept it or not. And everyone says, well, Mike, how long do they have to make that decision?
Good question.
I don't know. We're in uncharted territory. But let's set the Supreme Court case now. Let's set it over here in the pile. Here's one piece, everybody. Here's the next piece. Okay. All the states, from Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, those five states, every one of them has pieces going on right now where they can pull down their electors.
Okay, hold on. We got to hit pause. Maybe I'm live on Facebook with Mike Lindell, but I have this radio program and they're giving me this sign. So hold on, ladies and gentlemen, don't move. Use the code Eric or I'm going to come after you. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Mike Lindell. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Folks, welcome back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. For the love of Pete, go to ericmetaxas.com and please sign up for my newsletter. I want to send you all of my interviews. We've been canceled on YouTube, so we need your help in distributing this stuff. Very important. Mike Lindell, you said that there are five things. I want people to know what you have been doing, you and your team, on behalf of the rest of us in America. So you mentioned this complaint that is being filed with the Supreme Court. That's one that's very important.
That's one.
The second one is you said that there are about five states, and you mentioned them, that are able to pull their electors back?
Based on stuff, the evidence that has come out just in the last few months, in the last 9 months of investigation. I'll give an example. In Arizona, they, because of the Arizona audit, where they just on 37,000 people that voted twice or three times, they can pull down that. They deleted evidence. All, the Arizona audit just showed everything.
Okay,
they,
so the Maricopa County thing showed the proof that that this was not an election that was on the up and up. They should never have ratified these electors, never should have sent
that's
them.
That's correct. That is correct. And they're going to be going in January into back into session. They are just there was one Republican holding that up from pulling those electors down. One Republican. I've talked to him. I said, you guys, go to the Democrats. I said, there's got to be some with the moral compass. This isn't about Democrats or Republicans. This is about the future of our country. The machines need to go. Computerized voting needs to go. Bye-bye. So if they need one more in Arizona. Now let's move over to Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, we said earlier, the Racine County Sheriff pressed charges. 60,000 votes are in question. Also, Mark Zuckerberg, that came into Wisconsin, spent all these hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, did a lot of illegal stuff there in Wisconsin. This is all part of this report that came out by the Racine County Sheriff's Department. This is 100% evidence. They're pressing charges. The first officials in the United States of the 2020 election, the WEC is the Wisconsin Election Committee. There's six of them. Five of them are charged. These are felony charges. These are charges.
But the question is, what is going to happen or what could happen in these five states? That's what I'm not clear on.
This is what I'm saying. I'm going each one. So Wisconsin, there's a representative there that put it on the floor. He's saying, he needs one senator on board with him to bring it to the floor to pull down Wisconsin. Now, just yesterday, I got another report. They believe Wisconsin's going to be one of the first states pulled down.
Okay, but just so my audience understands, or so I understand, let's say one of these five states, let's say Wisconsin, says we're going to pull down what we put up on January 6th.
Right.
What happens at that point? That's uncharted territory, is it not?
Right.
What happens?
It's uncharted territory, but we could keep going to the other three. Like Pennsylvania, we brought up earlier. They turned in their electors illegally because they had more votes than voters. So let's say Wisconsin's first and they pull it down. The votes do not go to Donald Trump. That just means they pulled them down. Now, if three states pull these down, you could even include Minnesota because Donald Trump won Minnesota and he also won New Hampshire. That's a fact. So, but let's say that they pull down Michigan, Arizona, and Wisconsin. Let's say those are the first three. And when they do that, now Biden falls below 270. Now we are in uncharted territory then. Now, do you have a new election with paper? Do you have
I just want to listen. You live in this world, and I'm just telling you, this is so crazy. The media is not talking about this. There is literally nothing more important than what you're talking about. I don't want to skip across the top. You're talking about an election being nullified. And we have never, never, never in the United States of America in our history been there. And it's going to throw this nation into chaos because kind of like pulling up the rug and seeing termites and thinking, holy cow, the house is going to fall down. What are we going to do?
Eric, I agree on part of that. Remember, in our country's history, every single election where they found out later there was crime committed and the other person really won, they have been put back in office. It's never happened at the presidential level. Okay, that there is a precedence for this at lower politicians, lower levels. Now, I will also say this. Yes, we are in uncharted territory, but I will disagree in sending us into turmoil. We're in turmoil now.
No, look, totally agree.
I believe it's going to be the biggest unifier ever. Right now, the polling, the Democrats believe it's almost 40% now believe this election was stolen. Why? Because their eyes are getting open up. They didn't vote for this guy. Nobody voted. Nobody got to vote. Them, and people say, well, Mike, who is them? call it the CCP, and with bad actors here, some from the Democrat Party, some from the Republican Party, Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg. It runs so deep, and all these – the crimes run deep. God's right. It's all getting revealed.
Well, listen, when I say there's going to be turmoil, you know that I'm with you. There's good turmoil and there's bad turmoil. In Tiananmen Square, when they are protesting for democracy, for liberty, that is good turmoil. The fact of the matter is that people like John Roberts, who is a coward, who is unworthy of sitting on the Supreme Court, they have arrogated to themselves this position of we're going to – rather than do exactly what their job is, they've said our job is to prevent turmoil. That is wrong. That is a lie. And so we're going to have good turmoil, and God is going to use the turmoil. We're going to be right back talking to Mike Lindell. Folks, please don't go away. We'll be right back. Circus crowds. Folks, Eric Metaxas here. Somebody just handed me a piece of paper with insane information on it. But I know it's true because the other day I literally got a phone call from Mike Lindell telling me, Eric, you got to check out. And then he tells me about this towel special, right? And he says, you got to tell your audience. Okay, so here's the special. $39.99 if you use the code Eric. Normally $109.99. We're talking about the towels that work. We've talked about this before. It's a technology where the towels actually do the job of being absorbent, and you know that whole thing. So they're amazing towels, but you can get a set of six towels for $39.99. You have to use the code Eric. Go to mypillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, or you can call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. Use the code Eric.
We used to laugh, we used to cry.
Folks, welcome back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Please go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up for the newsletter. I'm talking right now to our friend Mike Lindell. Mike, do you have confidence, before we go into these five things, you mentioned one and two, do you believe that in this calendar year of 2022, Biden will leave office?
That'd be subjective. I pray for that. But I do. I will tell you this. If we still have electronics, everybody listen very closely. If you still have machines, including any computerized electronics involved in the 2022 election, your country is gone forever. There is no second. There is no tomorrow. Your country is gone forever. Period. If their machines are not gone, and electronics, that's polling books, anything to do with electronics used in the election, it's over. It's over.
Okay, so you've told us one and two. So what are the other – you said there are five things that you're working on right now to try to get the election of 2020
to be – So you have the Supreme Court, then you got the Supreme Court, you got the states doing their own thing. Remember, there's groups, there's politicians, they're not all involved yet, all these Republican legislatures in all these states. Remember, they're all Republican-controlled. Every one of them, of the five – they've all been controlled by legislators. They didn't even know their job, that they're the ones that make the rules for the election, you know. But they almost got a second chance coming here, Eric, to make things right. That's number two. Number three, what I've done is we've created, it's called the Cause of America. It's right on frankspeech.com. We became like a hub of the country where it's an information center at Frank Speech. It's an information center where you, where you can go there, and at Cause of America, it's networking all of the other groups that are out there. These are groups all over this country that I'm finding out more and more every day. They're all doing like canvassing. I'll give an example. In Florida, there's a group called defendflorida.org. okay? I met them about a month ago. They have canvassed. What canvassing everybody means, you're actually taking the voter rolls, the people that actually voted. You get that from the state. This is what I went out and done. Got voter rolls. Some of you got to pay for, like Alabama, paid 30-some thousand. They say no fraud in Alabama. That's what they say. But believe me, it was one of the worst states. Anyway, that's just a little advertising for the Secretary of State there, which I'm going to go back to in about this month. Anyway, so defendflorida.org. What you do is you take the voter rolls and you go, wow, there's something weird. 10 people live in this house with all different last names, and it's a single-bedroom house, and they all voted. So now you go out canvassing, and you get there, and one lady might live there, and she goes, no, these people don't live here. Now you get affidavits, and you go down those 9 people. You find out they either have deceased, maybe they live in another state. They might be a minor. They've just used their name, everybody. Those are called phantom voters. They did 10,000, Eric, in Florida. 2,600 of them were phantom voters. And everyone's going, what in Florida?
Who is behind this? I mean, don't you wonder, okay, who is behind this level of evil corruption in America?
It was all done through the machines, this cyber attack. 90% came out of China, everybody, run by computers. Who are all the domestic players here? Call it them. We don't know. They're all going to go. You can look at people like Brad Rassenberger in Georgia and say, why would this Republican, when he knew the Secretary of State, when he had this whole list of people that the famous call with Donald Trump, or a great real president, and asked him, he had a list in front of him. Remember, our president had a list. He said, well, what about these 20-some thousand non-residents? Or what about these 10,000 people that are deceased? What about these 6,000 minors? And he's asking this to Rassenberger. And the president said, just find 2 of these. And I lost by 11,730, allegedly. Well, what did Rassenberger say? He said, well, those are the wrong numbers. And then what did the president said, well, who got the real numbers? And the president's attorney said, sir, we got them from Brad. And he said, well, when are you going to give us the real numbers? Those were the real numbers. So why does Brad turn like that? We don't know. I think he'll end up behind bars when we melt down the machines. Now, let me tell you, all of these things going on, this canvassing effort, here's what's going on, Eric. All of these, the goal here, the goal is I want the machines gone by next summer. What we are doing, we're going to county by county. There's over 3,000 counties in the United States. We've got a lot on board already. What we've got, we've came up with the replacement system for the machines. These are ex-military, IT. I know them all. They've came up with the best paper. It's like paper on steroids, almost like money. And it combines it with cameras, and it combines it with, when you tear your vote up, you can scan it, and you're going, it's like reading your concert ticket. Which, remember, you only, boy, isn't it funny how that technology, how 10 people can't sneak into the same concert with the same ticket? Gee, what a concept, right? So we're doing this, and what we're doing, we have teams, all these grassroots, they will be approaching their county commissioners who make the decisions whether to use Dominion or ES&S, Hart, they're all the same, okay? They also can make the decision to not use the machines. Remember, all the machines are defective, everybody. It's like a defective, it's like bad brakes on your car. They don't work for what they were intended to. If you're a county commissioner out there right now, you know what? You can say, bye-bye, machines. You know, remember, we, the public, paid for those machines. The American people paid for those machines. And you know what? We don't want them anymore. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. You go to these counties, Eric, as we're doing it, and saying, hey, we don't want these machines. We have a great replacement. It's 50 times cheaper, whatever it is. And here's the technology. And it, you know what? It works, Eric. You know me. I've dug into all these different systems. This is the one that's the best. We'll give you, it kind of goes back to France, where France outlawed all computers and machines in the 1970s. Somebody thought ahead. They're going, we're never, ever going to have an election with any kind of machines. Now, let me tell you this. When you do a cyber attack every day, And, you know, every day it'll happen. They attack things, whatever, because my geeks are better than your geeks. My IT guys, they're really good. But when they break through and there's a breach, whether it's a credit card breach, whatever it is, gas line breach, we had one of those. When they do that, the geeks over here go, let's patch the hole. Let's make a bigger force field and block them better. And then this goes on. It's a constant battle of good and evil. Bad guys, good guys. But and when that happens, it's only about money. But when it happens in an election, you lose everything forever,
we're going to be right back.
Over.
Mike, we're going to keep you as long as you will let us. Folks, don't go away. Folks, I'm talking to our friend, Mike Lindell. Mike, so you are breaking this down because everybody says to me, what do you think's going on? Most people in America, let's be honest, they're not tracking with this. They think it's settled. They think Biden was elected president. Or even if that was fraudulent, there's nothing we can do. It's game over. Let's look at 2024. And folks like me and you are saying, if you do not deal with a fraudulent election, the very idea of it is so scary. It's like a rape and a murder, and you go, you know what? Things happen. If you don't deal with that, you will never, ever live free again. And so you are dealing with that, and that's why you're on this program. I want people to know you're doing this behind the scenes. But the mainstream media doesn't cover this at all. You would never know that you and your team are working on all these things.
Remember, everybody, since January when I was attacked and I lost all the box stores and all that, at that time, for the next, you know, actually 8, 9, 10 months, almost up to present, I've had to use the bad media, what I call the left media, the Daily Beast, Political, Huffington Post, Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN. They attack me almost daily. But then all of a sudden they'll go Fox on me, right? So they'll go silent. Well, you know, then when they do it, but at least you guys, at least there's media here that for all this year I was able to get the message out as I'm being attacked. You know, I have friends over there, not friends, but I've dealt with them enough, said, if you don't let me at least do this in a quote, then lose my number. Because these guys all want the story, right? They just want to attack me. Well, so they've been using them. What's hurt us the most is the conservative media, the Foxes, the Newsmax, the all of those. When Fox went Fox on us, and I got, you know, shame on Fox, when that happened, they took away our communications. When they canceled us all on social media, like your YouTube, and they did this, all this cancelization, when you take away people's communications, it's just like this, Eric. I've said this, I'm going to use this analogy, maybe I've said it on your show. There was a very famous commercial came out, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago when we were growing up. It was a shampoo commercial, said, and they tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and so on and so on. Now, when social media and real journalism came into play, when TV expanded, radio, mostly TV and social media, when that happened, and even podcasts back then, what happened was you told five friends and they tell 500, they tell 5,000, they tell 550,000, and then 5 million. It was, you know, and the word would go out. No matter what side you were on, you would hear both sides of a story. Now, what they did to us is they took, starting in January, basically January 6th, when January 6th and everybody, you take away the president's Twitter,
this all happened a year ago. And we're now living in this new reality, which is why, Mike, it's why it's a joy. I thank the Lord I have a program where I'm able to talk to you and I'm able to tell my audience what's going on, because all of these outlets that we look to for the truth, they are simply silent on this stuff. It's actually staggering.
And that hurts us more. And that hurts us more than anything, everybody. I talk to people every day, and they'll be so They're so naive to what's going on. I said, are you kidding me? You don't know about the Racine County Sheriff's Department pressing charges against the highest officials in Wisconsin for election crimes? And they're going, no. I said, you watch Fox, don't you? Every one of them watching Fox. When you have an outlet that you trusted to hear at least, if Fox would have been on board in December, they went completely Fox in November, actually, when they called Arizona early. You guys, what Fox did it right out of the gate was start talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. You think that's going to overturn an election? No, they should have been talking about all the evidence that was pouring out everywhere. Eric, they did four press conferences, whatever. Rudy and
hold
and
on, wait. We're going to drag you into the next hour, folks. Don't go away.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.